All right, as you're heading back to your seats, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Y'all can come on forward.
How's this look? Finally, I got to wear the crown. Yes. Awesome. Good morning, everybody. Okay, I don't want to mess up my hair too bad, so I'm just going to take it off, put it there. So today we are going to throw it back. We are going to throw it back way, way back to 2023. So last year we talked about a prophet, and a prophet named Samuel, and the first king of Israel. Does anybody remember who the first king of Israel was? Think back, 2023 people. Rewind. Starts with an S. King. You're close. Saul, King Saul. Okay, good guesses. Okay, yeah, King Saul. So the people of Israel really wanted a king. They're like, we need a king. And Samuel was like, God, do you think this is a good idea? I don't think so. Samuel was a prophet, so he spoke to God, and he knew exactly what God wanted. And a king wasn't really what the people of Israel really needed, but Samuel ended up anointing Saul to be a king anyway. Saul ended up being a mediocre king, but does anybody remember who worked for Saul who ended up being the next king? So remember, Saul's son was Jonathan, and he was best friends with, Levi, were you going to say David? Awesome. Good. Yeah, you guys remember that. Good. Well, when Saul died, the people were very upset, very sad, and they thought everything was going to be a total disaster. They didn't think that they could handle anything. But was that really true? Was God's message, you need a king that wears a golden crown and taxes you and does all this stuff? Is that really what God wanted for the Israelites? No. No. God knew that he was going to send the true king someday to save us, right? And God saves us. We don't need a fancy crown or a fancy king, right? We have God. God is who we're living for and serving, right? Right? We don't need a fancy king. And that's what Samuel was a little sad about. But David ended up being the king, and David did a little better than Saul, which was good. But we want to remember that God is our true king, and Jesus came to teach us that he was the king. Okay? Let's put our hands together and pray. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of Jesus to remind me how to live, to serve you, and to share your love. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we are going to meet Kyle and Miss Amy at the back, and we're going to go to Children's Church. And if anybody wants to go with me, I can walk you to the nursery if you're going to the nursery. Okay, but just meet Kyle back there.